Yasurananda Vraja Janaranyana Yasurananda Vraja Janaranyana Jamuna Tira Vanata Yamuna Tira Vanachari Nijaya Raja Madhava Kunya Vihari Nijaya Raja Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhara
Who will be our translator? Again, the talent. Krishna, Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, you are very nice dancers. Now, should we read from a specific verse or just...
There is a verse.
So, if there is a verse, we can read from a verse. It is... verse... what, Daddy Baksha, can you tell me? 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yasya Nankrito Bhavo Buddhya Yasya Nalipyate Advapi sa imal lokan nanti na nibatyate yasya naham krito bhavo buddhir yasya nalipyate advapi sa imal lokan Tina nibadhyate. Yeah. It's your turn.
Yasya.
Yasya.
Anaichya. Na. Nikada. Ahankritaha. Vajungya. Bhava. Priroda. Budi. Intelligencia. Yasya. Onaichya na nikada lipyate vezanam atva ubijajući api čak sa on iman ovom lokan svijetu na nikada anti ubija na nikada nibadjate ne zapliče se. Prijevod. Onaj tko nije motiviran lažnim ja, čija inteligencija nije zapletena, iako ubija ljude u ovom svijetu, ne ubija, niti biva vezan svojim djelima. Smisao Šila Prabhupada. U ovom stihu gospodin obavještava Arjunu da njegova želja da se ne bori nastaje iz lažnog ja. Arjuna je mislio da je vršilac djelatnosti, ali nije uzeo u obzir vrhovno odobrenje iznutra i izvana. Ako ne znamo da postoji vrhovno odobrenje, zašto onda djelujemo? Ali onaj tko zna instrumenta rada, sebe kao vršioca i svevišnjeg gospodina kao onoga ko daje vrhovno odobrenje, savršen je u svemu što radi. Takva osoba nikada nije u iluziji. Lična djelatnost i odgovornost nastaju iz lažnog ja i bezbožnosti ili nedostatka svjesnosti Krišne. Svatko tko djeluje svjesno Krišne po upustu na duše ili svevišnje božanske osobe, čak i ako ubija, ne ubija. Niti ikada podleže utjecaju posljedica takvog ubijanja. Kada vojnik ubije po zapovijesti višeg oficira, ne biva podvrgnut suđenju. Ali ako ubije po svom sopstvenom, na sopstvenu odgovornost, tu će ga sigurno osuditi.
Yasya naham krito bhavo buddhir yasya nalipyate atva pisa imam lokan Mahanchinam Bhattache. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale. Simata Bhakti Vedanta Swamavati Namane. Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Paskatyavati Shatavarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this text of the Bhagavad Gita, a person who's not motivated by false ego is described. It is described that he is never entangled by the reactions of his world.
Napisano da takva osoba nije nikad zapletena u reakcije i posljedice svog djelovanja.
In other words, by giving up selfish motives, you can become a free person.
Drugim riječima, odbacujući sebične motive, vi postajete slobodna osoba.
I find a very instructive point which is of great benefit to devotees and friends of Krishna consciousness in this instruction. See, in this world we divide people into our friends and our enemies. And we base this division on whether this person is giving me pleasure or maybe whether this person is giving me pain.
I tu podjelu zasnivamo na tome da li nam neka osoba zadaje, pruža zadovoljstvo ili nam zadaje bol.
With pain, I just do not only mean persons who inflict physical wounds, but especially those who inflict mental wounds.
Pod tim bolom ne mislim samo na taj bol kao što smo prije fizičke povrede, nego na bol koji se odnosi na mentalno stanje.
In other words, we have a certain identification, and according to this, he is my friend.
Drugim rječima imam određenu identifikaciju i prema njoj ova osoba je moj prijatelj, a ova druga moj prijatelj.
We make friendships with our friends and we think bad about our enemies.
Sa svojim prijateljima sklapamo prijateljstva, a o neprijateljima mislimo loše.
But this friends and enemies, to create such divisions is based on illusion.
Ali stvoriti takvu predstavu o prijateljima i neprijateljima je u stvari iluzija.
It is on the false ego.
Zasniva se na lažnom ego.
Let me give you an example from Shastra about this.
O tome ću vam dati primjer iz Shastri.
Once, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the king of the world, was sent into the forest for banishment by another king who was highly envious of his position.
Jednom je Maharaj Yudhishthira, kralj svijeta, otišao u šumu zbog kralja koji je bio jako zavidan na njegov položaj.
It was because of Duryodhana, that was the name of the king, political intrigues. Yudhishthira had to stay in the forest for 13 years
Taj drugi kralj se zvao Duryodhana i zbog njegovih političkih intriga Yudhishthir je bio prisiljen da bude 12 godina u šumi.
Now in this forest something significant happened to our discussion this afternoon.
U šumi se desilo nešto značajno za ovaj naš današnji razgovor.
Yudhishthira's four brothers got killed by death.
Yudhishthirova četiri brata su bila ubijena.
By smrt? Yes, personified.
Bili su ubijeni od personificirane smrti.
And Yudhishthira was the only survivor. So death appeared before him and asked him some questions.
Yudhishthir je bio jedini preživjeli i smrt se pojavila pred njim sa određenim pitanjima.
And it was said, Yudhishthira, if you know the answers, your one of your dead brothers will live again.
I rekla mu je, Yudhishthira, ako budeš znao odgovore na ova pitanja, jedan od tvoje braća će ponovo oživjeti.
So Yudhishthira, I mean, these questions were very, very difficult.
Ta pitanja su bila vrlo, vrlo teška.
Let me just see if you know some of the answers to these questions.
Samo da vidim da li znate odgovore na neka od tih pitanja.
What is faster than the wind?
Što je brže od vjetra?
Umski, huh?
Um je brže od vjetra.
What do you have to give up to become lovable by others?
Šta, od čega bi trebalo da se odreknete da vas drugi mogli voljeti?
Right. Yeah. Well, very good.
Od ponosa.
Finally, the death had no other question.
I na kraju smrt nije imala nikakvih drugih pitanja.
So he asked, what are the news?
I onda ga je pitala, kakve su novosti?
Now Yudhishthira didn't inform him about the newest political situation, but he said, this world is like a pot.
Yudhishthir nije obavijestio o tekućoj političkoj situaciji, nego je rekao da je svijet poput lonca.
Days and nights are like the fuel, the sticks, you know.
Dani i noći su poput goriva.
Time is a cook.
A vrijeme je kuhar.
And the living entities are what is cooked.
Živa bića je ono što se kuha.
You may think Gora Singh is a cook.
Vi možete misliti da je Gorasimha kuhar.
But then he has his cooking pots in the kitchen.
I on ima kuharske te lonce u kuhinji.
But Yudhishthira said, time is the cook, we are cooked. We are the preparation.
Ali Yudhishthira je rekao, vrijeme je kuhar, a mi smo ti koji smo kuhani, mi smo preparacija.
His answers were very good, and at the end, death gave life back. Not one, but to all of the brothers.
I odgovori Maharaja Yudhishthira su bili svi izvanredni i na kraju je smrt oživjela ne samo jednog od braća, nego svu četvoricu.
And then he said to Yudhishthira, now tell, what do you want from me?
I onda mu je rekla Yudhishthira smrt, mu je rekla, što želiš od mene?
And Yudhishthira said, now Yudhishthira could have said anyone.
U tom trenutku Yudhishthira je mogao tražiti bilo što, reći bilo što.
No, Yudhishthira said, please kill my enemies.
Ne, Yudhishthira je rekao, molim te, ubij moje neprijatelje.
So, death asked, who are your enemies?
I onda ga je smrt upitala, a tko su tvoji neprijatelji?
Yudhishthira could have mentioned anyone at this time.
Yudhishthira je u tom trenutku mogao spomenuti bilo koga.
Single persons.
Pojedine osobe,
whole nations,
cijele nacije,
the human race,
ljudsku rasu.
All the mosquitoes.
sve komarce.
But he said, and death could have wiped out the life, taken the life from all of them.
I smrt je mogla lako da uzme živote od svih njih.
But he said, my prayer, my prayer tell you, last reed.
Ali bi se rekao, moji neprijatelji su požuda, pohlepa, zavist.
Yes. In other words, he said, my neprijatelj is my mind.
Drugim rečima, rekao je, moj neprijatelj je moj um.
This is also explained by Prahlad Maharaj to his father Hiranyakashipu.
To također objašnja Prahlad Maharaj svom ocu Hiranyakashipu.
He said, you may think there are so many enemies in this world.
On je rekao, možeš misliti da u ovom svijetu ima toliko puno neprijatelja sa kojima se moraš boriti.
But don't you know?
Ali zar ne znaš?
Your only enemy is a restless mind.
Tvoj jedini neprijatelj je nemiran um.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Shri Krishna also talks about the mind as being the enemy of the conditioned soul.
U Bhagavad Gita Shri Krishna također govori o umu kao neprijatelju uvjetovane duše.
He says one must deliver himself with the help of his mind in the 6.5. Un momento. 6.5. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind.
Uslovljena duša se mora uz pomoć uma izbaviti.
And not degrade himself.
A ne degradirati.
And Prabhupada says, for a man, mind is the cause of bondage and mind is the cause of liberation. It's at the end of the purpose.
I Prabhupada kaže, da je um za osobu uzrok oslobođenja ili uzrok vezanosti.
If you can control your mind,
ako možete kontrolirati, obuzeti svoj um,
if you make it your friend,
ako ga možete učiniti svojim prijateljem,
the whole world becomes your friend.
Onda cijeli svijet postaje vaš prijatelj.
A person who has controlled the restless mind,
osoba koja uspije obuzeti nemiran um,
he has no more enemies.
Više nema neprijatelja.
Even someone who is coming with bad intentions.
Čak i onaj koji dolazi sa lošim namjerama.
A person with a controlled mind cannot see that this is my enemy.
Osoba sa obuzanim umom ne može takvu osobu vidjeti kao svog neprijatelja.
He sees, oh, here is someone who points out my faults.
On može misliti, da, to je neko koji ukazuje na moje pogreške.
He corrects me.
I on me na taj način ispravlja.
So that I become more concentrated on the essence.
Tako da mogu biti više skoncentriran na suštinu stvari.
The mind can kill you if you have not conquered him.
I ako ne obuzete um, um vas može ubiti.
Let me tell you a story which I have told already.
Ispričao priču koju sam već ispričao.
Once there was a pilgrim.
Jednom su bili hodočasnici.
He came to the holy river Ganga.
Hodočasnik je došao je na svetu rijeku Gangu.
Of course he was a vegetarian.
Naravno, bio je vegetarijanac.
so he said, he drank some water.
I popio je malo vode.
When he was drinking, it seemed to him that he was swallowing a puno glavac.
Kada je pio vodu, učinilo mu se da je progutao puno glavca.
And he was totally shocked.
I bio je potpuno šokiran.
I am a vegetarian.
Ja sam vegetarijanac.
I have come to the Ganga.
Došao sam na Gangu.
Only to become a meat eater.
Samo da bih postao mesojed.
My life is finished.
Moj život je okončan.
So other people came to him and said, there are no puno glavac in the Ganga.
I onda su mu došli drugi ljudi i rekli, u Gangi nema puno glavaca.
They are only in ponds.
Oni samo žive u jezercima.
Not in these flowing rivers.
Ne u tekućoj vodi.
But the pilgrim didn't believe them.
Ali hodočasnik im nije htio povjerovati.
He became very sick as a result.
I kao rezultat toga postao je jako bolestan.
Finally he had heart problems.
I na kraju imao probleme sa srcem.
And lay down on a bed to die.
I legao u postelju da umre.
Not even the best doctors
čak ni najbolji doktori
could help him.
Nisu mogli pomoći.
One sadhu came.
I na kraju došao jedan sadhu.
What's wrong with him?
Što je sa njim?
Ganga.
Došao sam na Gangu.
Only to become a meat eater.
Samo da bih postao mesojed.
My life is finished.
Moj život je okončan.
So other people came to him and said, there are no puna glabats in the Ganga.
I onda su mu došli drugi ljudi i rekli, u Gangi nema puno glavaca.
They are only in ponds.
Oni samo žive u jezercima.
Not in these flowing rivers.
Ne u tekućoj vodi.
But the pilgrim wouldn't believe them.
Ali hodočasnik im nije htio povjerovati.
He became very sick as a result.
I kao rezultat toga postao je jako bolestan.
Finally he had heart problems.
I na kraju imao probleme sa srcem.
And lay down on a bed to die.
I legao u postelju da umre.
Not even the best doctors
čak ni najbolji doktori
could help him.
Nisu mogli pomoći.
Finally, one sadhu came.
I na kraju došao jedan sadhu.
What's wrong with him?
Što je sa njim?
Oh, said the people, he's dying. Because of his mind.
I ljudi su rekli, on umire zbog svog uma.
And explained everything to him.
I sve su objasnili tom sadhu.
Then the sadhu had an idea.
I onda je sadhu došao na jednu ideju.
Please be intelligent.
Molim te, budi inteligentan.
He said this to the pilgrim. Huh?
Rekao tom hodočasniku.
Be intelligent.
Budi inteligentan.
Moment.
Za trenutak,
eh?
Rekao me, povrati.
So when he did this, the sadhu had a puno glavac in the hand.
I kad je ova osoba povratila, sadhu je iza leđa držao puno glavca i jednostavno bacio ispred.
See?
Vidiš?
The puno glavac is still living.
Puno glavac još uvijek živi.
No problem.
Nema nikakvih problema.
You are safe.
Spašen si.
And immediately he got better.
I ta osoba, taj naš hodočasnik je odmah se osjećao bolje.
And he's living happily even up to this time.
I nakon toga je živio sretno.
Yes, just 2 weeks ago I received a message that one aspiring devotee is dying in the hospital of Athens.
Prije 2 tjedna sam primio vijest da jedan aspirant umire u bolnici u Ateni.
And the doctors couldn't tell why.
I doktori nisu mogli reći razlog.
They have they diagnosed everything, but they've said it looks totally all right, but she is dying.
Uspostavili su dijagnozu svega i izgleda je potpuno u redu, međutim umirao je.
Then the devotees, they asked me to throw a puno glavac into the hospital.
I onda su bahte zatražili od mene da ubacim u tu bolnicu puno glavca.
And I just hinted out to this person whom I happen to know that there was a mistake in the mind.
Ja sam napomenuo toj osobi da može dolazi do neke pogreške u njegovim razmišljenjima.
Now I received report that he's out of the hospital.
I sada sam dobio izvještaj nakon što smo to na taj način tretirali da je izašao iz bolnice.
No longer dying.
Više ne umire.
But healthy.
Već je zdrav.
Do you see my point?
Da li vidite moju poantu?
The mind! Do you want to make him your friend or should he remain your enemy?
Da li ga želite učiniti svojim prijateljem ili da ostane vaš neprijatelj?
This is a rhetorical question. It means the answer is implied.
To je retoričko pitanje, naravno, a odgovor je uključen u to.
What should you do to make your enemy into your friend?
Šta trebate učiniti da svog neprijatelja pretvorite u prijatelja?
The Holy Scriptures say that the best way to curb the restless mind is by sound vibration.
Sveti spisi kažu da je najbolji način da se obuzda nemirni um zvučna vibracija.
Especially the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and also direct discussions about Krishna.
Posebno Hare Krishna Mahamantra i direktni razgovori o Krishni.
Now, you have heard this a million times and you are most probably bored to death hearing it a million and one time.
Vjerojatno ste čuli već milion puta i sigurno ste već do smrti se dosađujete se time.
Mangala? Well, there is one rule.
A postoji jedno pravilo.
Which is very, very important if you want to cure your mind with transcendental sound vibration.
Koje je jako važno ako želite vaš um da sluša zvučnu vibraciju.
You must be attentive.
Morate biti pažljivi.
All obstacles in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra which come are born from inattention.
Sve prepreke da bi se čula Hare Krishna Mahamantra su uslijed nepažnje.
If you can be attentive while chanting your rounds, then the medicine takes proper effect.
Ako ste pažljivi prilikom mantranja Hare Krishna Mahamantre, onda lijek ima pravi učinak.
You know there are some medicines which only work if you drink them with water.
Postoje neki lijekovi koji su jedino efikasni, jedino imaju učinka ako ga popijete sa vodom.
In the same way, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra only really works if you chant it with attention.
Na sličan način, Hare Krishna Mahamantra istinski djeluje jedino onda ako je slušate sa pažnjom.
If you chant Hare Krishna, but your mind is millions of light years away from the sound vibration, it will not work.
Ako dok mantrate, ako je vaš um milionima svjetlosnih godina daleko, onda nema ništa od toga.
I've just read in Krishna book, the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, how Prabhupada says, everything, material or spiritual, depends on the mind.
I upravo sam u 10. pjevanju Šrimad Bhagavatam pročitao gdje Prabhupada kaže sve materijalno i duhovno ovisi o umu.
I was discussing this with Josip when we were driving here.
O tome sam razgovarao sa Josipom dok smo dolazili vamo.
Even if you are in a spiritual process but your mind is
čak i ako ste u duhovnom procesu, ako vaš um negdje daleko, onda nema nikakvog efekta.
And he gave the example of Nalakuvera and Manigrivas. These were two beings from the higher planetary systems.
I on daje primjer o Manigrivi i Nalakuveri, to su dva bića sa viših planetarnih sistema.
They once came to this earthly plane to take a bath in the Ganga.
Jednom su došli na ovu zemaljsku ravan da bi se okupali u Gangi.
But they were very degraded at this particular moment.
Ali u tom trenutku su bili jako degradirani.
They drank alcohol.
Bili su alkohol, bili su totalno pijeni.
And each one had 10 naked women for himself to enjoy.
I svaki od njih je imao po 10 golih žena oko sebe za uživanje.
So it is said that when you take a bath in the River Ganga is extremely beneficial.
I rečeno je da ako se okupate u rijeci Gange, onda je to jako blagotvorno.
Sinful reactions are just washed away.
Grešne posljedice jednostavno bivaju isprane tom vodom.
But also this only works if your mind is there.
Ali to jedino djeluje ako je vaš um tu, ako je prisutni um tu.
Naloku Vera and Manigriva, you know, their minds were in sexy ladyland or somewhere.
Naloku Vera i Manigriva, njihov um je
bio... They were sense gratification, their minds.
Njihov um je bio urinjen u čulno zadovoljenje, negdje u sexy landu.
Yes. And therefore, they were actually... not taking the full benefit of the bath of the Ganga.
I nisu imali u stvari punu dobrobit kupanja u Gangi.
It is described that they were actually forced to enter into the lower life forms.
Opisano u stvari da su bili prisiljeni da uđu u niže životne oblike.
So when you are in Krishna consciousness, please control your mind.
I kada ste u svjesnosti Krishna, molim vas, kontrolirajte svoj um.
If you do not take care of this,
ako o tome ne vodite računa,
but take care of all the other externals,
već vodite računa svim drugim vanjskim stvarima,
neck beads,
o ogrlicama,
do desari,
o dotim desarijima,
all the other things,
sve ostale stvari,
but you don't control the mind, you will not really make advancement.
Ali ako ne kontrolirate svoj um, onda u stvari nećete praviti nikakav napredak.
Let me tell you the story of the two men who were in a sewing contest.
Dopustite vam ispričam priču o dva čovjeka koji su bili su se takmičili u tkanju.
Yes. The contest was who could sew in 8 hours the biggest heap of wood.
Takmičenje je bilo tako da se treba utvrditi ko će za 8 sati napiliti veću gomilu drveta.
One man did it for 8 hours.
Jedan čovjek je radio 8 sati i pilio 8 sati.
He was strong. The other only thought for 5 hours.
A drugi jedin samo pilio 5 sati.
Because after each half an hour he made a pause.
Jer se poslije svakih pola sata odmarao.
But the second man won.
Ali taj koji se odmarao pobjedio je.
Do you know why?
Znate li zašto?
Gora Singha, you are a computer expert. What? No, the other was very strong. Aram knows it. Yeah, you have read the book. He sharpened his saw.
Ostrio je svoju pilu.
This man who always made the pauses.
Ovaj koji stalno pravi pauze, on je oštrio pilu.
Shridhar Swami has told us the story.
Tu priču ispričao Shridhar Swami.
So, you understand?
Da li svačate?
You also have 3 saws with you.
Vi također imate sa sobom 3 pile.
One is your tilotski.
Jedno je vaše tijelo.
Then the next is the umski.
Druga je vaš um.
And the final thing is you yourself.
I kao treća pila ste vi sami, duša.
Yes. For the body, eat enough prasadam.
Tijelo treba jesti dovoljno prasadama.
Rest enough.
Dovoljno se odmarati.
When you are sick, take care of it.
Kada se razbolite, onda trebate voditi brigu o tijelu.
For the mind.
Što se tiče uma.
To saw the mind.
Treba izoštiti, naoštiti um.
Yes. You have to read in the literature.
U tu svrhu trebate čitati ovu literaturu.
Think about it.
Razmišljati o njoj.
Have friends with whom you can exchange confidentially about spiritual subjects.
Imati prijatelje sa kojima možete povjerljivo raspravljati i razgovarati o spiritualnim temama.
And to sharpen the spiritual soul.
A da bi naoštrili duhovnu dušu.
Please chant.
Molim vas, mantrajte.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And to even encourage you more, chant with full concentration and attention.
Da vas još više ohrabrio, mantrajte sa punom koncentracijom i pažnjom.
Chant with attention. And then make the mind your friend.
I onda načinite od vašeg uma prijatelja.
Whatever happens to you,
što god vam se desilo,
it is not good and not bad.
To nije ni dobro ni loše.
It's something to learn.
To je nešto da bi mogli naučiti.
It's a lesson. It helps you. Your parents,
vaši roditelji,
the school,
škola,
the college,
univerzitet,
the person who gave you a bad mark,
osoba koja vam daje lošu ocjenu,
sickness,
bolesti,
happiness,
sreća,
success,
uspjeh,
failure,
neuspjeh.
These are all lessons.
To su sve lekcije.
On your path back home, back to Godhead.
Na vašem putu nazad kući, nazad Boga.
If you can become tolerant in your mind,
ako možete u svom umu biti tolerantni,
oh, then you have made great advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Onda ste napravili veliki napredak u svjesnosti Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, this is all I wanted to say today.
To je sve što bih htio da vam kažem večeras.
Is he a baby? I always hear the sound. Lalita is with us? Oh, no. Ah. No. You have not brought Lalita? Really? Oh. It's all right. Do you have any questions?
Da li imate ikakve pitanje?
But only if they come from the heart.
Ali jedino ako dolaze iz srca.
Have you understood?
Da li ste shvatili?
How do you feel about it?
Šta mislite o tome?
It's a good point, huh?
To je dobra poanta.
Let me tell you another example how strong the mind is.
Da vam dam još jedan primjer o tome kako je um jak.
It constantly builds pictures of reality.
On stalno gradi slike realnosti.
Once there was a man who needed a hammer.
Jednom je postao čovjek kojem je trebao čekić.
I've told this a thousand times, but it's so good. And he went to his neighbor.
I onda otišao do svog susjeda.
And in his mind he thought, this neighbor is a neat cop.
I onda je umu mislio, ovaj moj susjed je nitko vjer.
He will never give me a hammer.
Neće mi nikada dati taj čekić.
Never, ever.
Nikada.
So finally, after 2 minutes, he went to the door.
I onda nakon 2 minuta je otišao do vrata i pozvonio.
And his neighbor had seen his neighbor. His neighbor had seen him coming.
Taj njegov susjed je vidio da on dolazi.
And he thought, I will give this neighbor anything today. I have my good day.
I pomislio, danas mi je dobar dan, ovom svom susjedu ću dati sve što mu treba.
So he opened in very good spirits the door.
I jako finom raspoloženju otvorio vrata.
And then this man said, then keep your foolish hammer for yourself. I don't need you.
I onda je ovaj što je dolazi, ovaj susjed što je dolazi, rekao, zadrži taj svoj čekić, jer kod sebe ušte mi više ne treba.
Krishna, Krishna. see also good and bad in this world.
Vidite također dobro i loše u ovom svijetu.
We say this is good and this is bad because of our expectations.
Mi kažemo da je nešto dobro i loše samo zbog naših očekivanja.
For instance, if someone goes to Pula,
na primjer ako neko ide za Pulu
in the summertime,
za ljeta,
and it rains,
i onda pada kiša,
and for all his year he was thinking, oh, I need the summer sun of Pula.
Cijelu godinu ta osoba mislila je, treba mi sunce u Puli.
You know, in typical njemačka turist.
Vidite, to je tipičan njemački turista.
And he expects sunshine over Pula.
I on očekuje sunce po cijeloj Puli.
And then he sees it's raining.
I onda vidi da pada kiša.
Now you all know, when you are from Pula, rain in the summer is just the best.
I svi u Puli znate da je kiša za ljeta najbolja stvar.
Isn't it, Dari Baša? It's so cool and refreshing.
Tako fino osvježava.
But the heat in Pula is like just killing you.
Ali vrućina u Puli nas naprosto ubija.
But he has expectation, oh, it must be summer sunshine.
A taj turista jednostavno očekuje, mora biti sunce i ljeto.
And then when he comes to Pula, he's totally frustrated.
I onda kad dođe Pulu, potpuno je frustriran.
So what is good and what is bad?
Što je onda dobro i loše?
It's only dependent on your expectations.
To jedino ovisi o vašim očekivanjima.
I remember once Prabhupada gave a lecture.
Sjećam se da Prabhupada jednom dao lekciju.
In New York.
U New Yorku.
And there was a big hall. Big hall.
To je bilo u jednoj velikoj dvorani.
And two guests.
A bilo su samo dva gosta.
One was the mother of a devotee.
Jedan gost je bila majka bakte.
Sila Prabhu. Sisi goni tai ki jai. The second was a friend of Krishna who came anyways always to the temple.
A drugi gost je bio prijatelj Krishne koji onako dolazi uvijek u temple.
So the devotees were totally frustrated.
I bakti su bili potpuno frustrirani.
Oh, Prabhupada, we expected 500 people minimum.
Oh, Prabhupada, očekivali smo najmanje 500 ljudi.
But Srila Prabhupada said, it's wonderful here.
A Prabhupada rekao, ovdje je prekrasno.
And he gave kirtan.
I bio je kirtan.
And a lecture.
I lekcija.
And he was totally in ecstasy preaching.
I Prabhupada bio totalno u ekstazi propovjedajući.
He said, have you not seen Shukadev Goswami was here? Narada Muni.
I rekao je, zar niste vidjeli, ovdje su bili Shukadev Goswami, Narada Muni.
These are great saints who came in not a physical body.
To su veliki sveci koji su došli, ali ne u svojim fizičkim tijelima.
So because Prabhupada didn't have this expectation, 500 people must be there.
I zato što Prabhupada nije očekivao da će doći 500 ljudi, jednostavno je bio neuznemiren time.
What is good and what is bad?
Što je dobro, a što je loše?
In this world.
U ovom svijetu.
Only the mind produces good and bad.
Jedino je um taj koji proizvodi dobro i loše.
Krishna das Kaviraj se dvajte batra gan e manda e bada sarva manodharam. It's all the dharma of the umski. To say this is good and this is bad is the dharma of the occupation of the mind.
Jedino zanimanje, Krishna Das Kaviraj kaže da je to jedino zanimanje uma, da misli ovo je dobro, ovo je loše.
Therefore, to become Krishna conscious is only possible if you make your mind Krishna conscious.
I da bi se uspjelo u svjesnosti Krišne, napravilo se svjesnosti Krišne, može se jedino ako se vaš prijatelj, se učini vašim prijateljem.
Good luck!
Sretno.
It's a very good project.
To je veoma dobar projekt.
Something to work on the whole life.
To je nešto na čemu trebate cijeli život raditi.
Isn't it, Gaurasinghe? Something to be enthusiastic about every morning when you wake up.
To je nešto od čega treba biti entuzijastičan svako jutro kad se probudite.
Yes. Mahashiva.
Something about the functioning of the mind based on the personal experience.
Yes, but let us do this in. Please make it short, because I have also not said anything which I know about the mind.
Says that the mind shows our
pictures, pictures from the past. Yes.
And we think that those pictures are our thoughts. And we are acting accordingly to these thoughts, these pictures.
Free of these many impressions, not only from this lifetime but from previous lifetimes, we really have to bring the Krishna Sun in our mind.
Da bi se zbilja oslobodili svih tih impresija, ne samo iz ovog života, nego iz mnogih života prije, moramo dovesti Krishnu u naš um.
The Krishna Sun, when Krishna appears in the mind of a devotee, oh, these bad thoughts can be driven out.
I kada se Krishna pojavi u mislima bhakte, onda se sve te loše stvari jednostavno odagnaju.
Therefore, a devotee has a sadhana where he tries to purify his mind with Krishna.
I zato bhakta ima svoju sadhanu pomoću koje može da pročisti um sa Krishnom.
But Krishna will only be in your mind if you concentrate it.
Ali Krishna će jedino biti u vašem umu ako se vi skoncentrirate na to.
That little work you have to do.
To je taj mali rad koji morate učiniti.
It's not easy.
Nije lako.
But it is possible.
Ali moguće je.
If you direct the mind, Bajahudemana, Sinandanandana to Krishna, then your problems will be solved. By Krishna.
Ako usmjerite svoj um na Krishna, onda će Krishna taj vaš problem da riješi.
So, Hare Krishna, I will take your leave now. Thank you very much.
Sada bih otišao.
All the best for you.
Sve najbolje.
Don't forget what we have said.
Ne zaboravite što smo rekli.
Please, don't go out now of the room with only one thought. Where is prasadam? That's all right, the thought. But please also think about how this can apply to your life to make the mind the friend.
Ali također razmišljajte o tome kako da to prilagodite u svom životu, odnosno kako da napravite od svog uma prijatelja.
And the best